While everyone needs a good friend, most of us have experienced a falling out with a friend or had a friendship fail at some point in our lives. A friend may have violated our trust, turned cold and distant, become too needy, refused to return a favor, or committed any one of 100 other acts that bring the purpose and the value of the friendship into question. Toxic is a word frequently used to describe behaviors that poison or fracture relationships. And when we asked women to share their experiences with toxic friends, almost everyone had a story to tell. Friendships and social networks are essential to our well-being throughout our lives. While many Western cultures, particularly that of the United States, may be much more individualistically focused than Eastern cultures, building networks to meet personal needs happens in every sphere of our lives, including social networks, neighborhood networks, professional networks, and so on. Most people learn how to build these relationships through trial and error. We model our relationships on a give-and-take social exchange framework. Within this framework, most of us recognize that we must invest in the friendship to be able to enjoy benefits from the relationship. Unfortunately, friends sometimes shortchange you or, perhaps, leave you feeling cheated. When this happens, it can produce a range of responses, including anger, confusion, heartache, and feelings of betrayal. You may feel unsure of how to proceed. In this book, we share suggestions for assessment, evaluation, and responses to toxic incidents. Due to the complex composition of any relationship, there is seldom a one-size-fits-all solution to any relationship conflict. However, we provide new perspectives and suggest areas for personal exploration to help you choose the solution that is right for you when faced with a toxic challenge. Organization of the book. Within this book are the shared stories of composite clients and women who have experienced and dealt with friendships that have been marred by toxic behaviors. Out of respect for confidentiality, no real names have been used. Some stories provide hope that a fractured friendship can be mended and that some unfit friendships can be detoxified and restored to a healthy footing. Other tales underscore the irreparable damage that can be done to a relationship through just one toxic act. Through the course of this book, we explore the need for friendships, the unspoken rules of friendship, and suggestions for responding to those friends who break these rules. Although the focus of this book is women's friendships, much of the content is applicable to men as well. Understanding the need for social connection. The first section of the book is titled Understanding the Need for Social Connection. The first chapter of this section explores the depth and breadth of the innate need for social connection, and the second chapter provides a life stage review of the role of friendships across the lifespan. For the purposes of this book, the lifespan has been segmented into the following 6 groups: young girls and almost teens, teens and new adults, the 20s and 30s, mom-to-mom networks, midlife connections, and older adults. The first 2 groups cover young women from toddlerhood up through their very early 20s. The next group, the 20s and 30s, covers women in adulthood as they establish and maintain their adult identities. The mom-to-mom network section addresses the complex social networking activities of mothers and their children. Midlife connections covers women in the middle third of adulthood, from around age 40 through around age 60. The eponymous older adult section is focused on older adult women in the final third of adulthood from their early 60s onward.